SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Enough! Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Thursday, race fans, Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964, if you're listening to Sirius XM online and at our website as well, stevebick.com. And I don't know even where to begin after a draw day yesterday that has front-loaded just an insane weekend. And, you know, we knew and we were obviously focused on a lot of the BC type winning your ins. And a lot of the discussion undoubtedly today, tomorrow will be in that direction. However, you're not going to believe when you sit down, maybe later tonight, tomorrow, you know, when you get ready for, you know, your weekend of play, and I think the weekend with Santa Anita opening tomorrow and the two grade ones, the Stronach 5 carryover as well. Really, the weekend kicks into at least first gear, a little second tomorrow. Saturday is nuts. I literally have, I'm going to guess, 2.5 inches worth of past performances to peruse. And I know, as I warned Tuesday and yesterday regarding the fields in New York, I brought it up with Andy, you know, there'd be the usual geschrei about, you know, how the fields came together in New York. But we knew, you know, we knew what to expect there. And in some degree, we got a little even better than expected. The Vosburgh, actually, he ended up with a six-pack. And when I talked to Andrew Byrne, he wasn't sure that he could get more than four, but he ended up with six. Call Paul jumped in, and Promises Fulfilled ended up entering, and there had really been no indication. And so the Vosburgh, which to some degree you thought was going to be, you know, Forenzi Fire and Imperial Hint, well, suddenly it got that much more interesting. So group of six, and it goes fairly early on the card. And then the Beldame and the Jockey Club Gold Cup and rounding up horses against Midnight Bizu, who drew the rail. Wasn't all that easy, but there are five. Wowcat, obviously a major player. And Jack Sisterson, who actually brought up Jack Sisterson with, you know, quite a few stake runners the next couple of weekends. Vexatious for Calumet in here as well. And the recently claimed Crimson Frost, Barry Ostrager took from Aaron Yagoda for 62.5, and she shows up in here, you know, trying to get some black type, and certainly Ostrager thinking long-term for his broodmare band. You've got another broad for Todd and Sal Cumin, and Ron Paolucci, who contributed, as mentioned, it was going to contribute to several of the stakes. He's got Spring in the Wind as well, a five-year-old mare. The Pilgrim, as expected, group of nine. And of all the things that could have happened for Tuggle, I don't know if Jeremiah wanted the rail, but that's what he got after we talked to him earlier this week. So Tuggle will have to negotiate, and Lascano will have to scoot early and gain position. But most of the players that we expected in there, there was that Structor that in fact, Maya was a little nervous about with Chad Brown showing up. I mentioned Our Country, George Weaver, Brad Cox, that andesite that we discussed the other day. And then the Jockey Club Gold Cup, which oddly, Tenfold ended up running in the Lucas. So we lost Tenfold from the Gold Cup, who was seemingly going to be the fifth. And Yoshida did not enter. And when Andy and I were discussing it, he had the impression that Yoshida was – Andrew Byrne told me that Yoshida never came up. So that's why I was surprised that the suggestion Yoshida might run. But Luch contributes here with Olympic Village, although he's cross-entered at Churchill. So, I know people expect every stake is supposed to have, 12 horses. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You look through these cards. It's amazing, actually, as you look around the country, that there's as many horses in Saturday's action as there are. At Churchill, the ACK, the Jeff Cup, and the Lucas Classic, which get 9, 8, and 10, they're going to run them as the 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Lucas Classic, Tenfold showed up there, and as Brad Cox mentioned, Pioneer Spirit running. And, of course, you can't run Pioneer Spirit without running Silver Dust. Brett Calhoun, of course, with Mr. Durant's Silver Dust. The two of them, it's unbelievable. They better end up at Old Friends together so they can run the fence line. It's unbelievable, Pioneer Spirit and Silver Dust. But Sir Anthony showed up in here for Anthony Mitchell. Quip trying to get some traction. Hawakam, who doesn't miss a dance. So the Lucas Classic, the Jeff Cup for the three-year-olds, going the mile in the eighth on the grass. And interesting here, Stanley Huff with Scars Are Cool. Tracksmith, as Joe Sharp told you, Clint Maroon comes right back for the Catman after the adventure last time. And in the ACK, the 1 mile, the Sprint Fest, and how about Mr. Darcy, Mr. Jägermeister, and Mr. Freeze, shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. So Travis Stone has got Mr. And more. Timeline for Steve Asmussen, Unmatchable. How about the CZ Rocket? And this is where Olympic Village is cross-entered. And we'll see what Luch and Bob Hess end up doing with Olympic Village, whether they run in New York or in Kentucky. This is the tip, I kid you not, the tip of the iceberg, because down in Florida, you got the two-year-olds, that rematch that we kind of heralded when we were talking with Safi Joseph. And he's going to try to come back with Chance It and Liam's Lucky Charm for Ralph Nix. I'll put the link. Gulfstream's got that YouTube page where they put all the replays. If you haven't seen it, you want to watch the Affirmed from August the 31st. I'll put that link up during the break. There's also the Wildcat Air. There's the two $400,000 finales in the Florida Sire Series for the two-year-olds. And 10 and 12 in there. The Wildcat Air, also FTBOA money. And the 1 mile, 3 and up, drew a group of 9 in, as well. Then there's a series of smaller stakes, 50 and 75,000. So here we are in September. Gulfstream's got a big card. Laurel has got a terrific card. They're calling it the September to Remember. Turf festival-type racing. They had the other one at the beginning of September. The Anne Arundel, the Shine Again, the Japan Turf Cup, the Howard County, and the Phasing All Along in advance of the Timonium sale. Nice nice, super competitive fields. 14 in the All Along, 11 in the Turf Cup, 10 in the Shine Again. It's unbelievable. And I'm not going to get to everything here in the first segment. Delaware has got the Governor's Cup Day and the Owner Appreciation Day. Those stakes have got nice bulky fields. The things like the First State Dash and all that. It's unbelievable. The Rosenberger and et cetera, the Newcastle, all of those stakes. Laurel, it's amazing that Laurel and Monmouth as well and Delaware Park could all put together these cards. And at Monmouth, you've got the finale of the match series, the four stakes. Really an amazing, amazing day of racing Saturday. And I think you're going to have to plot your course and lay it out and, figure out where to pitch your tent. I couldn't believe it. With every page that I kept going to and seeing about the draws, I was like, oh, my God. Let's see. Have I mentioned Santa Anita? No, I haven't. Santa Anita, of course, on the second day of the meet, you're going to be greeted with the Awesome Again. And actually, the Awesome Again with McKinsey, the headliner, certainly. However, Higher Power spins out of the big win in the Pack Classic. Draft Pick is back for Peter Urton. Seeking the Soul went out there to obviously get acclimated and get a spin over the surface. Mongolian Groom and Isotherm. So six in the Awesome Again. And Rock Solid. The Rodeo Drive as well. Six in there. The Phillies and Mares. Mirth, Beau Recall, Elise's World, Siberian Iris, Excellent Sunset and Paved. Michael McCarthy seems poised for a big weekend. The John Henry, the grade two, feeding into the Breeders' Cup turf. And in there, interesting, actually an interesting group and a few new faces. So we've got so much to do between now and noon tomorrow. And I don't even know how we're going to get for Sunday's action, the Oklahoma Derby, the grade three. If you didn't see what went on at the Pillbox there, 11 and Brad Cox and Owendale draw the far outside. Florent Giroux going to have to work out a trip and a very nice group for the grade three, $400,000 Oklahoma Derby. Drifting West and View Magic, Bankett, Asmussen, the New York bred, Sleepy Eyes Todd, who I haven't actually seen of late, Tax shipping out from New York, and horses that have come from New York have had a nice record going to this race. Funny Guy, more New York and New York bred. So two New York breds out there for Terra Nova. Rajiv Marat making a trip to Oklahoma. Bring your passport, Rajiv. And Chess Chief, Dallas Stewart, Cairo Cat, McPeak, Long Range Toddy, Asmussen, and then Mucho Gusto and Owendale. Really good. Really good Oklahoma Derby. And, of course, the Remington Green that came up with Brad Cox, Mr. Misunderstood, in there. And quite a bit more looking at Lee. Quite a few usual suspects. The Oaks came up short. Lady Apple is going to be very short in there. Stidham brings Classic Fit and Gold Standard for Cox. She's Shiny as well. Jim Williams. You also have the Gaylord and the Vance Sunday at Oklahoma at Remington. Really good. So you know what? We have to get Not to get Mary Rampolini. You can't bypass Mary. So there's the top line of outlandish action. It was unbelievable. The more you look, the more you like, and you know, there's 2-year-old maiden races all over the place. So I hope you got a roadmap. Unbelievable. The match series is going to come down, by the way, to Miss Locust Point and Bronx Beauty in the regret going as the 8th at Monmouth. That'll decide the bonus monies for everybody in the match. And the match series again this year, and you know, they tweaked the formula. Maybe we'll get Alan Foreman to kind of wrap things up on the match series this year. It's been a big success doing it sort of festival days. Instead of having divisions run simultaneously at several racetracks, which is tough to coordinate, having them at the 5 different tracks in the Mid-Atlantic, that worked out very well. And boosted handle at each of the tracks. It's been I'm sure, Alan, they'll go back to the chalkboard and try to make it even better. One story, and I'll bring it up with Steve Haskin later and get his opinion on it, because it's quite interesting. And I guess, you know, last week when the fairgrounds laid out their schedule, it got noticed that they tweaked the distances of their derby preps, and the LeCompte from 1.70 to 1.16 early in the year. Then the Risen Star in February goes to the 1.08 distance, and the Louisiana Derby, 1.03. It's really interesting, and we'll see what I want to see what Steve thinks. Marcus Hirsch noticed that when he got the email. I saw his tweet about it, and some people had commented on it last week, but I really hadn't thought much about it. But it's really different. And of course, the other 1.03 race on the road to Derby in Dubai at the UAE Derby. So we'll see. I want to see what Haskin thinks. We're going to start it off with Pete. We've got Dick Powell, Tony, Haskin, Eng, and Seth Merrow, if he's still in Maine. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're going to love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
Old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years. We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the song on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
One, two, three, and I come with the redneck staff. Cause you know I'm getting paid by the mile like Avis. I pay this, fast, save this. Everybody smiles, and act gracious. See, I rob banks, I pull cranks. Sometimes I eat franks and conditions. Best wishes, I'm vicious. But here I am again like CNN. Delivery, my friend. Stick them up.
We're back 20 minutes in. I'm just trying to answer a couple of questions on Twitter and so forth. There must have been a media player update last yesterday or the day before, because I've had a handful of people saying that they can't get the stream. But the stream is up, and it's okay. My guess is that your media player had an update, because whenever this happens, invariably it's a media player update. So I would go with that. Although if you haven't updated this is always one of those announcements that is pointless, because if you can't hear, then you don't know to update your media player. What would you do, Pete?
You're doing it right. Get the word out there via Twitter. You've got a lot of fans out there, and even if the person who's struggling to find the feed at the moment doesn't see it, maybe their pal will, and be able to let them know what's going on. I think that's the right move. It's one of these things that happens to us too over on our show. Some of these technological things we can't really help. The good news is, in addition to being a streaming product that I know so many people listen to driving around on the SiriusXM, they can also always go back and check out the archive on SteveBick.com, which I was true to my word and did last week, Steve, and got to catch up on some really great conversations, including those with Marshall Graham and Paul Matisse. So there's more than one way to consume At the Races. That's the good news.
Well, and usually Case gets a call or two, and that's like the first flare, and then Case would tell me, and then I'll try to get the word out. I asked Asia right away. I said, "Is the stream okay?" She said, "Yeah, stream's up," and she streams it right in the studio. So it's got to be on the media player end. The other option always, whenever you have trouble like this, close your browser, clear your cache, and reopen the browser. And invariably that will take care of it. And, you know, the other thing is, a lot of people, I'm certainly guilty of this, you may go days and days and days with, especially if you're on the laptop, you may go days and days and days without ever turning the laptop off and rebooting your own laptop. And so a lot of those kinds of things like updates don't get, until you do that, until you close everything and reboot, a lot of that stuff doesn't get plugged in. And I took the thing with me to New York yesterday, but so I did turn it off, but you know, I may sometimes I'll go a week without turning the thing off.
I love those error messages, you know, updates. When do you want to try again? You know, in an hour, in a day. I'm guilty of going, I think, a month at a time, saying, try tonight, yeah. Try again yeah. tonight.
Exactly.
But I have had similar problems, especially when traveling and you're on new networks. It is a good idea to make sure you're fully updated, get those restarts going, and like you said, clear the cache. If you don't know how to do that, depends on the browser, but super easy Google search, and it can speed things up and make for much smoother listening experiences as well.
Speaking of problems, this is going to be a big problem. I opened the show by just trying to give everybody a grip on the weekend's action, and there
it's
is
a lot.
It's nuts. I typically will print out, you know, a lot of stakes, and you know, then there's a few places where you think, you're not going to really get. But the more I looked, the more I had to end up printing out. So I've got virtually everything, and I haven't even mentioned the Ontario. You got the Durham Cup and the Ontario Derby at Woodbine this Saturday. But it'll be very interesting to see, probably later today, what Holly Short and Michelle Ravencraft select as the races for the free contest. There is the fourth free contest tomorrow, Saturday, and At Horse Players, of course. And this is always a, you know, it's a crapshoot, and five people will get NHC seats, but it's free, and you know, a seat's a seat.
Especially for the folks that got their tour membership through the Beat Bick contest at the discounted price. There's really absolutely no reason not to go ahead and take this free roll. It will be interesting to see. I would imagine. What do you think? Later today, they'll have those.
Yes,
they'll have those races advanced.
Typically,
announced, I should say.
They'll have some really nice races to choose from, because even beyond the stake action, there's going to be, you know, in between, there's some very good allowance races, and field size isn't an issue. You know, I know people groused about, you know, what we ended up with in New York, but we knew there wasn't going to be big bulky fields in the Vosburgh, which looked to be the most narrow, ended up kind of rallying in the stretch and ended up pretty good. There's so many options for horses that, it makes it hard. And also the mile and a quarter distance of the Jockey Club Gold Cup, part of the decision. We talked about this yesterday, and, you know, the option to go a mile and a quarter versus the mile and the eighth, prepping for the Breeders' Cup Classic. So there's a lot of options, and owners are always going to, you know, want the path of least resistance.
The nature of the beast, right? It's one thing about the sport that can be frustrating at times. What horsemen's interest and owners' interest don't necessarily align with fan interest, especially in the short term, and especially at a day like this, with, you know, we've become so Breeders' Cup centric, and it's great that we are, and it's one of my favorite days of race, two of my favorite days of racing of the year. But you do see this where it almost becomes a little bit like regionals before the big final. So something is gained, a little bit something is lost. I don't know. I'm still really excited from a sporting point of view to check out a race like this Jockey Club Gold Cup. It might not be scintillating from a betting point of view, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if we can find some places to put our money in. And from a sporting point of view, and from a looking ahead to a Breeders' Cup point of view and three-year-old divisional championship honors, I couldn't be more excited about it, honestly, despite the size of the field. So plenty of good stuff on tap this weekend.
Well, let's look back at last weekend, and I've been waiting to talk to you to recap the big one at Laurel, which looked like it was a great success with a, you know, big attendance and some big prices that players could have latched onto. And up at the top of the leaderboard, they certainly did, including that, you know, that kind of wild result in New York at in the nightcap, you know, where you had the gate issue and the non-starter and all that, and you had a big price at the end. So how about a recap of what went on at the big one?
The big winner was Tony Martin, 51-year-old retired groundskeeper from Lexington, Kentucky, ends up winning the grand prize, which was $27,000 plus the bankroll and some seats as well. It was nearly a full field. They allow up to 57 in the contest. They ended up with 54. Martin finished with a bankroll of $300 in the sort of unique big one format. Got the BCBC seat and the NHC seat, as we said. The format, for those that don't know, there were five mandatory races each day with then seven extras chosen by the player. Martin end up hitting both of those Belmont Park late-day long shots, who were Cirque, the one who paid $131.50 to win, $34.20 to place, and also had Saratoga Colonel returning a cool $61.50 and $26.20. Bruce Pratt of Las Vegas ended up second, gets $13,500 for that, as well as an NHC entry and a Pegasus seat. Paul Kiernos of Pennsylvania came in third with $156.40, gets $67.50, NHC and BCBC. And then just to round out the top ten, some familiar names in here, Howard Welsh, Chris Podrath, Edward Wright, Sean Nolan, Steve Arison, Howard Blumberg, and Mike Mulvihill, one of that very strong contingent of Chicago players. I always enjoy catching up with Mike at contests. Not the same as the Fox Mike Mulvihill, different Mike Mulvihill, but a very, very sharp guy. And they also do a pretty cool thing for the big one. If you're dual qualified for the NHC, as Mulvihill and Bloomberg already were, you get $5,000 since you can't get the third spot. So lots of good action happening down at Laurel in the big one this weekend.
Nice. And I saw that Eric Wing had a big detailed recap, and one came from Holly as well. A popular one of the, you know, big opportunities. You talk about the high ratio and you know, the opportunity to, you know, to win in. And there's still, you know, there's still a few more yet to come. Plenty of time. Although, you know, if you're a regular qualifier and you haven't gotten one yet, you got to get a little
time to get,
little couple of butterflies, right?
Yeah, there's some travel plans you might want to make to a place like Hawthorne, which is, you know, a great place to qualify for the NHC, or take a look. You know, NTRA.com will have all the opportunities, and even more pressing than NHC qualifying, Breeders' Cup right around the corner. One thing I'll mention, I think we've talked about this a little, Steve, but it's such a great promo they're doing over at horseplayers.com, these no takeout Tuesdays. If you're looking for a little action early in the week and you also want to couple that with a good opportunity, take a look at some of those no takeout Tuesday feeders for Breeders' Cup, and maybe you can start your journey to the Breeders' Cup betting challenge, which I just think is, I'm no inside information on this, but I have a feeling that contest is going to take a big step forward this year after everything they did to fix some of the issues with it from 2 years ago. I think everything's going to be onward and upward. News coming down last week that in addition to being able to play on ExpressBet, you can also play on TVG if you can't make it out to Santa Anita. But best scenario of all, get out there to Santa Anita. Hopefully it's going to be a really satisfying and great Breeders' Cup. I mean, they've done such a great job as the host site out there in the past, and it could be a nice way to sort of turn the racing calendar, if you will, back into the onward and upward for Breeders' Cup and for California racing. That's the hope, anyway.
Well, and we'll talk about the weekend, Santa Anita, Saturday and Sunday, with seats available. But Los Al, I want to get the Los Al result in too, because Jeff Ho got up on everybody early, and you know, a leaderboard invariably in any California contest, you're going to have a lot of familiar names, and the competition level is fierce. That's true everywhere, but it seems in California it's particularly strong. But Ho took an early lead and just you know, held them all safe from there. He wins the seat, $3,600 in cash. Steve Pereira second, total of $7,200 in prize money, 72 entries. Dave Snyder, who's double qualified, was third. Bob Ike. An absolute perennial, and of course the partner on Horse Bills,
Horsebills.com.
One of the really great handicapping minds. He was fourth, and who else? I see James Leal. How about my man James? Fifth.
Eddie Logan suite representing at Los Al. I don't know what the equivalent of the Eddie Logan suite is at Los Al, but Los Al have really stepped up their game with contests in the last 3 or 4 years. People aren't sleeping on it. They're understanding, and even folks like that who are used to playing in the Santa Anita events, they're going out of their way to get to Los Al, and it's a good idea, especially when you're talking about winning seats to the NHC.
Well, the it's not exactly like the Eddie Logan, which is kind of intimate and specialized, but the Vessels Club is the spot at Los Al, and invariably, Art Sherman basically holds court on a nightly basis, daily basis in the Vessels Club with Doc Allred, and really a wonderful room. For those that haven't been, the Vessels Club is one of the great racetrack dining room scenes out there. I want to mention something too, Pete, that they did, good job by Orlando and the team, because Danny Chavez, who finished, I think ninth. Chavez was ninth. However, he gets a prize for the most churn.
I love that.
The most money wagered in the and that's a terrific. You know, that's a terrific little wrinkle to give somebody, the nod and a nice prize for having the best churn.
Love that idea. We had a churn contest when we did the first of the World Horse Players Tour events out at Santa Anita. And I don't think we came up with the idea. I think we probably stole it from Nate Newby. So many of the good innovations in contest play come right from Santa Anita. And big part of that is having guys like Tom Quigley and Nate Newby, accomplished contest players themselves, running the show. They come up with good ideas like that. It's just the perfect combination of rewarding people who fire, which is good for players, and it's obviously also good for the house, just to encourage people to really put that money through and not necessarily just sit on the bankroll and make their minimums, giving people a little bit more of an economic incentive to be aggressive. It's something I'd like to see more of in the contest world, and I'm glad to see Los Al picking up on it.
Well, you mentioned Nate and the team swings into action tomorrow, of course, with opening day, but contest-wise, Saturday and Sunday, two each at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, long been one of the market leaders, and great opportunity to have a terrific day at the races. And one of the best things about contests at Santa Anita is the hospitality. Nate and TQ and the team do a great job of taking care of players. So, I wish I could get out for it. This is one of those weekends, Steve, where, you know, sometimes I talk about wanting to be in two places at once. I really kind of want to be in about four places at once. And just to give you the rundown on it, it's the on the 28th, on Saturday, the $3,000 Win and You're In Challenge. And then on Sunday, the $500 opening weekend challenge. Estimated prize value for Saturday, $87,000. And for Sunday, $41,000. And you don't have to wait too long till the next opportunity out at Santa Anita. Towards the end of October, they're doing, and this is a terrific idea, the $500 Last Chance BCBC contest. So, and then, of course, they've got their low rollers as well. So if you are a contest player, Santa Anita, one of the best places, probably the best place to have as your home track, all things considered.
What else you got, Pete, for the week past and the weekend ahead? Anything?
Did you see, I wrote an article I thought you might get a kick out of about how yoga has helped with my horse playing. I wrote that for our friends over at brisnet.com. It's sort of a, it's been really fun. Jim Mulvihill has allowed me to access this other club in my bag of writing these sort of personal essays, if you will, about my time at the track. So I got to talk about some of the great meltdowns I've seen at the racetrack, and even one or two I almost participated in and was able to keep my act together with just doing some simple breathing exercises. And then more seriously, just getting to talk about for a horse player and trying to keep that balance and not get too wrapped up in the moment in a game where we so often win or lose by just thin margins, trying to keep the mind on the bigger picture. It was a really fun piece to write, and I look forward hopefully to doing more of that type of work over there for the Brisnet betting guide and over on the website as well.
Nice. And you know, that part of the game, and it doesn't, it cuts across a wide swath of not just, you know, horseplay, but, you know, any endeavor that is, you know, testing mind and the emotional. Most frequently, I've had that conversation, Pete, with Christian Helmers, and, you know, with that, you know, unusual kind of esoteric mental aspect, but it's very underappreciated and under addressed, and that is keeping your emotions in check, and you know, being able to either turn the page or not get too high. I mean, basically it's, you know, not get too high, not get too low, don't get flustered and you know, all of that. So focusing on
decisions instead of outcomes, that type of things. I think for Christian, it comes pretty easily because I'm not sure he has emotions.
Well, you know, the aliens, that's why they probe aliens, because we try to figure out, you know, that's what's going on in Area 51. People disappear from Burning Man every year for that reason. They get whisked away to New Mexico.
Amazing.
Pretty funny.
In contest terms, we should plug the Keeneland contest, October 12th and 13th. They're doing a similar format with a bigger money event on, I think at Keeneland it's the reverse. The smaller money event is the Saturday, and then the bigger money event is on Sunday. I'm going to be down at Keeneland for opening weekend, so I'm not unfortunately going to get to be there. I love to go for the contest weekend too, but it is another excellent opportunity to win your way in to the Breeders' Cup contest. But not just that, there's plenty of cash available as well, and right hand in hand with Santa Anita in terms of hospitality. Jim Goodman and the team at Keeneland do an absolutely fantastic job with that one. It's another one that folks, that's worth driving quite a long way to get to. And they do, the other thing about that contest, the big one there, they do sell out. So players should, if you want to get there, you got to start making your plans now. You can reach out to Jim Goodman and he'll get you sorted out. But it's, Keeneland spring and fall. It's one of those places I, ever since going back for the Breeders' Cup, have said to myself, I don't want to miss a meet here. And I've been fortunate. I did miss last year's fall because I had the trip for the Breeders' Cup coming right after it. So I haven't been completely true to my word. But other than that, I've been there for at least a weekend. And it's just one of my favorite places in racing, one of the great temples of the sport and a mecca for contest players as well.
Well, and four on Saturday, the 12th, and eight on Sunday the 13th. So a very big, you know, opportunity. And there's also that same weekend, on, I know online, horse tourneys on that Saturday, they've got one for anyone that has not won an entry. You know, restricted. You know, some, you get some nice restricted company opportunities. you know, well, there's the ones that there'll be the one later on too for those that have never been to NHC, that kind of thing. And here's one if you haven't yet gotten your first seat for next year, and then you can participate. So restricted company. It's sort of like the De La Rose for those that have not won a sweepstakes in the calendar year. Same kind of thing.
You got to take advantage of the calendar, and you can find it over at the NTRA website. And be aware of everything coming up. You don't want to miss a trick and miss the opportunity. If you know you're going to be playing in online qualifiers, you might as well play in the ones that that favor you. And it's a great opportunity to do so. And you can find it all over on the NTRA website.
NTRA.com, National Horse Players Championship. Pete, have a terrific weekend, and there'll be a lot to digest when we convene next week.
I can't wait. We're going to really start it's ramping up by the day, the Breeders' Cup fever, and we're going to have a lot more relevant data points, talk about them and everything going on contest-wise from Santa Anita and around the country next week.
Now, and on that topic, and certainly tomorrow when we talk to Jay Privman and Dave Grenig, the racing form, their Breeders' Cup section opened yesterday with a series of articles, as well as the grid that each of the correspondents create and track the horses. So if you're looking for the comprehensive list of working probables, the place to go. And Steve Anderson actually wrote a very interesting note to the turf, and Steve always has the turf racing, typically the filly and mare and the mile and a half turf, because of his international interests. And he's got the story with Chad Brown that bricks and mortar very well may angle to the mile, and Chad and Seth Klarman monitoring that. So an interesting wrinkle to the start of the coverage at DRF.com. And Marty, actually, when we talk to Marty, we'll talk to him tomorrow as well. So Marty Grenig and Jay Privman, and we'll begin to cycle in. We'll get everybody that is covering all the races. And that's been a very fruitful approach the last several years. Let's take a break. Dick Powell's going to swing in, and we'll talk Hong Kong and what went on Friday night into Saturday morning, and what lies ahead as well. HKJC Racing next. Dick Powell.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Amazing achievements for Pennsylvania breeds on the world stage. Thanks to Finest City, Unique Bella, and Shamrock Rose, PA joins Kentucky as the only state in the past decade to breed Eclipse Award champions three straight years. Add that to our unmatched incentives. Plus, our racehorse development fund can only be used to support PA breeding and racing. Why breed anywhere else? This is Brian Sanfratello. Go to PABred.com and see why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9888. 938-4643.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
Yeah, I went to check my own player, and I've got a feeling that that's the easy answer. If you've got a flash player, that is mine needed to be updated too. So clearly, flash had an update, and you're going to have to do it, and then you're going to do the update, install it, and then close browser, reopen, and again. It's always feels fruitless because if you're not able to listen, then you can't get the instructions. So I'll just keep answering and telling everybody to do that online. Dick Powell joins us, and coming off of the early action at Chatin last week. Dick, good morning.
Steve, I just went out and sat in my car and listened to you on the car radio because
that works too.
So I'm back in the house, ready to go.
Excellent. Well,
and we had.
I love it.
We had racing at Chatin over the weekend, and there's this weird trend that's developed. We talked about a little bit last week, but Chatin has an all weather track, and last week they ran three all weather races, and every one went gate to wire.
Hmm.
Now, the week before, the last all-weather race went gate to wire. So that's four in a row. And then there was a second place horse who would stalk second and then get up to win. I don't count that. So the last five all-weather races at Chatin, based over two race cards, were dominated by front-end horses. Now, then I looked, well, what if they're just favorites that make it to the front? Well, Saturday, we saw a $74 horse win the first all-weather race. The Danny Shum, and then a $42 horse with our old friend Matthew Kuhn, who brought in a lot of long shots towards the end of last season. He brought in a $42 winner to Jimmy Ting on the all weather, going gate to wire. And then Karis Teton won the ninth race on the all weather as the favorite, the only favorite of the night. And just an amazing trend on the all weather at Chatin that they just go to the front and just dominate. So we'll keep track of that, and we'll keep looking around. But Chatin had the 10 races, and the story of the night was Karis Teton. He had a winner in the third race, and he's gotten off to a fairly slow start going into this year's meet. He only had a couple winners going into last week too. And then suddenly on Saturday, he pulls in five winners because he winds up winning races 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Wow.
11-1, 960-1, a favorite 680 horse, and then a 12-1. So just all of a sudden, Karis Teton, who is from Mauritius, is that how you pronounce it? The island off the coast of Africa?
Or Mauritius, of, yeah. More or less, yeah.
He's from there, and he rode very well last year at Hong Kong, so far quiet, and all of a sudden he burst through at a five-bagger. Usually when you hear five-bagger at Hong Kong, it's Zach Britton or Joe Moreira. But Teton gets back in the jockey's race. And then he followed that up on, where were we, last night, just completed at Happy Valley. And that was an interesting card because another card with only one favorite winning. Now, this was kind of a formful card that just finished. We had a $15 winner, $640, $11, $1260, $7 second choice, $1040, $1820, $42 bomb, and then $820. So they weren't as long as the ones were on Saturday at Chatham, but only one favorite won. So in the last 20 races at Hong Kong, we've only had two favorites come in. And but I like how the single-digit type odds horses are doing well, not just what you don't want is favorites and horses that are impossible to come up with. And when you get these 8-to-1, 10-to-1 shots, those are playable. Those are searchable. And nice mix at Happy Valley. Last night, Jal Marrera was the riding story with three wins. Ricky Yu had two wins in the trainers. So Jal now is the leading rider with 12 wins. Zach Purton has 9. And then Peter Ho has 4. Chad Schofield. And then Kara Seaton, which is 5-bagger last weekend, he's now up to 8. So he's now the third leading rider in Hong Kong. The trainers, Tony Cruz, Danny Shum, Francis Lee, all have 7. No real changes there. Doug White got shut out for the week. A couple of guys warmed up, Anthony Miller with 3. So they seem to be getting underway. Now, here's the curveball. I get up this morning, and I can't find the form guide. Usually the form guide's available at 6 o'clock in the morning, our time, and then I download it, print it out, start working on the next day's races, which is usually next Sunday. But there is no Sunday racing at Sha Tin this weekend. The next race card is going to be Tuesday, and there's also no Happy Valley next week. So the way the race cards have worked out, the way the schedule has worked out, we have racing Tuesday at Sha Tin, and then racing on Sunday, October 6th, at Sha Tin. So the next two cards are at Sha Tin. No racing this weekend. And that Tuesday card will have 2 Group 3 stake races, including the return of 2-time Horse of the Year, Beauty Generation, who's going to be in the Celebration Cup handicap going 7 furlongs. And he'll probably... Well, it'll definitely be the highway. That just—it's not so much how much he's going to carry; it's how big the spread is going to be between him and the other contenders in the race. But Beauty Generation, resuming his season, has won 9 straight races. He's obviously being pointed for the Longines Mile in December, one of the big races in the international festival that they have in the early December. And he worked the other day with a horse named at Arrow, who John Moore is very high on, and they worked 5 furlongs in 57.82. So they were moving right along. And Moore said some interesting stuff in the interview. He says, the thing I want to see most is him winning abroad. He says, I'm not sure it will happen because he's not getting any longer, so we have to factor that. But it would be a sweet thing to see him winning abroad, especially a race like in Dubai. Now, Dubai... They used to call it the duty-free. I think it's now called the Dubai Turf. It's a mile and eighth, and it's a one-turn mile and eighth. It's similar to woodbinding. Long run down the backstretch, one left-hand turn. Now, he's used to running right-handed, but I don't think that'll be an issue. So I think the 9 furlongs is within his scope, and he is one of the highest-rated horses in the world, not just in Hong Kong. So we get to see him coming up in another week, and that should be fun to see him, and then see where he goes from there. He'll probably have another prep and then go right to the Longines Mile. But
there was a lot of nice coverage this week. The Hong Kong, both from the Twitter feed, but I saw from the South China Morning Post a blurb, comments from John Moore, and Moore was quoted as saying it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing ever, a disaster, if he got beat. You know, he's not afraid. He's not afraid of having the win streak broken. So he's got you know, he's got the bigger, you know, the bigger picture and the bigger, you know, the bigger things down the road really in focus. So.
And the same with Ethero, who he's very high on, kind of more as a sprinter than anything. And he'll have a race coming up. And once again, it's a prep for something else. So it's not all out to win. It's not all out to be 100% fit for that race. It's a big picture type thing. And Moore was very candid in the comments that you just referenced. So a little bit of change in the schedule. When I finally figured it out, I could like at least stop checking every 5 minutes to see if the form guide was up. I'm sure it'll be up racing Tuesday, maybe Saturday. It'll be available. And then I spent some time looking at the current odds. We talked about last week that, yes, there is no morning line, but you can go to HongKongHKJC.com and then click on current odds and get the actual odds for all the races, not just the next race. And so I was looking this morning before the ninth race was run and looking at they give you the win odds, they give you the place odds, they give you all the pool totals, everything else. And you can do that 24 hours before the races start. So next Tuesday, if you want to check Monday night before you go to bed or whatever you want to do, you get the actual updated odds real time. And as we see in Derby and things like that, races that have big pools, there's not a lot of volatility. They kind of stay steady because there's so much money in them. It takes a lot of money to really move them. So the odds kind of hold up, and they give you a little indicator about horses whose odds have changed significantly in the betting. And it's just a fantastic tool if you're it's better than an opinion of a morning line. It's actually objective type data that they're providing for you. So that's something well worth using, and a nice feature that not quite sure why it's not available all over the place. Doesn't sound that difficult.
They've got as many angles covered as possible, and the information that they offer. I mean, that's it's second to none. Dick, I appreciate it. And next week, I think obviously if there's nothing really happening, we might just do a little quick check, or maybe marry the two visits. So we'll talk next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
I appreciate it. Dick Powell, everybody, HKJC Racing on your Twitter, hkjc.com. Quiet week. With things really just starting to get going. But yeah, Beauty Generation, international superstar. We got the Delaware Valley superstar, Tony Black. Got to spend Saturday with Tony, and as always, the day at Parks, really fun. And he had Petey, had his son with him, who was the absolute hit of the clubhouse. Everywhere he went, Petey impressed, particularly with his social studies. That's his favorite topic, and he was terrific. Tina, being a teacher, you know, she quizzed him. Tony Black joins us next. Steve Haskin ahead. I want to talk to Steve about this tweaking of the distances down at Fairgrounds, Louisiana Derby and Risen Star, LeCompte, all being stretched out a little bit. Mile and a 16th for the LeCompte, mile and an eighth for the Risen Star, and a mile and 3/16ths, the Preakness distance for the Louisiana Derby. Back after this, hour two at the races.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
DRF Sports Form Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Form delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years? We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and Kent the Son on Afternoon Delights, absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 938-4643.